The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth. This is the Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer. This episode we focus on Sophie Morgan, and Sophie's going to be back playing Super League this year with Dragons. She was called up to Storm in 2013 and made the trip to Surrey Sports Park to have a little chat with Tamsin Greenway.
Yes, it was Tamsin who I went down to speak to. It was the year, obviously, that she was not playing.
And what was it like when you get somebody like Tamsin ringing and saying, do you want to come and join Storm? Hard to turn down?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely hard to turn down. It was obviously a long trip for me, but like you say, it's an opportunity you can't turn down.
I'm sure we could look and rattle through the side. Why don't we start by looking at people like Steph and Becky, first of all. What was it like being around them?
They were such good leaders. I was obviously a lot younger back then, so teammates that I definitely looked up to. The whole group were outstanding, though, that group. I had a great year there. Loved playing with Ash. She obviously come over that year, didn't she, from Oz? And I just loved the Aussie style, so it was great to play with someone like Ash.
People like Ash are still involved with the game today. I mean, Becky's still at Mavs, and a lot of the people from that squad in 2013 are still involved. So it just goes to show what type of a group they had.
Yeah, definitely. And the development that year, and it's pushed players on, and like you say, they're still involved now.
People like Natalie Seaton were there as well, Tamsin obviously, and as somebody who was still fresh-faced in those days, and I say that because I found that banner and I sent you it. What was training like weekly, being around them?
It was a really relaxed environment, which I didn't kind of expect going into it and not really knowing anything about the players at the time. But yeah, I was really surprised at how relaxed it was and how easy going everyone was. It was nice, really nice environment.
You'd have still be putting in the hours travelling though, because wasn't it 2 or 3 hours both ways?
It was about 4 hours.
Ouch.
I know, so I'd obviously go down there, train, and then had to come back for work the next morning. But you make it work, don't you, when it's something like that, when it's an opportunity like that.
Storm at that stage as well had people like Rach and Amy and Georgia Lees as well, and they're even still playing the game today.
It hands down had to be one of my best years playing against the likes of Natalie and Amy and that playing wing defence. I went there and kind of saw the expectation that I'd get that specialist positional coaching from Tamsin, which was my best year. I think it's the year that I started to establish myself really as a wing attack. So yeah, having that kind of coach and then players to play against, it was just a good year for me, very good year.
You had your year out as well, busy with your PT stuff, and then great to see you back with Dragons. How are things there at the minute?
There's a good feeling about the squad already, and just the passion and the commitment around the group. It's a little bit different to what I've experienced elsewhere, so I'm really happy to be back at Dragons.
It's easy to say as well, but when players leave, clubs are always going to be like, oh yeah, we'll always like to keep an eye out for our old teams, but do you?
Personally, I just enjoy the sport.
Yeah.
So it's probably hard for me to say that because I've been at a few clubs. So I can't really say one or the other. But no, I just, if the performance is good, I support whichever team, really.
You'll be watching Storm from afar then. How do you reckon Mickey's going to do?
I think she'll have a very good, obviously, it's hard to go off that side, isn't it? Because it's such a different game. I think she'll just continue to grow, and the more she gets involved with the role that she's in, she's just going to get better and better at it.
Looking back on that time at Storm, happy memories?
Yes, happy memories. Very happy. My best year so far, by far. The whole season was just great. Really developed as a player. Great group of girls. And yeah, one of the memories, a little bit negative, but obviously would be losing in the semi-final.
Ouch.
To Dragons.
Would you change anything from your time there? Maybe given it another season?
No, not at all. No, I wasn't, you know, not in a negative way.
Yeah.
Just because I went there and I really got everything out of it that I wanted to. That commitment I couldn't keep doing for a second year, obviously, with different things besides netball changing and developing. So yeah, no, I don't regret anything about it, and I don't regret not going back for another year.
Over the series as well, we're going to try and have a word with lots of great players and management over the years. So,
okay.
Is there anybody that springs to mind just like that?
Rach Dunn. Have you spoken with Rach?
Not just yet, but she's ready to come on.
Yeah, I try and get Rach. Rachel's personality doesn't come across on course. Over the phone, you'd see a complete different side to her.
Sophie, that's great. Really, thank you for your time, and always go down as one of my Storm Gold players. Don't worry about that.
Thank you very much.
I've always enjoyed watching Sophie perform, and she's another gritty player.
Yeah, I was going to say powerful.
Tactful.
Yeah, she's got a lot about her. I mean, I've never played against her, but I don't think I'd like to, in a good way. Like, she's a really smart tactician, strong, solid skills. Yeah, nice player, really nice player. I'm looking forward to watching her play with Dragon, seeing what Tanya can do with her.
We've obviously seen Sophie take a season out. How much of a benefit is it for the likes of Lorraine to take a little bit of time out and then come back to the franchise, maybe a bit stronger than they were before?
Yeah, I think sometimes time, isn't it? Like, time and being able to appreciate what you have been doing, taking a little step away from anything can give you a real opportunity to assess what's going on. Obviously, Lorraine had time out to have her little girl. You look at someone like Tamsin, similarly, when she had Jamie. And you've had players, obviously, that go away and unfortunately have injury and are out for whole seasons, and they come back fitter and stronger than ever. And I do believe that a lot of that is the amount of time they have to put into getting match fit again, but also the time they've had to assess and really take a step back and look at what's happening in the competition, on the court, and being able to then implement that to their game.
And that goes for coaches too as well.
Oh my goodness.
Are you happy now that you're back and you've had a nice little refresh and got your teeth back into it?
Yeah, I mean, my break wasn't that long this time. So, yeah, it's nice to take a breather, and it's nice to have a look at it from a different perspective. But, my God, you miss it. And it's hard to be really involved with something and really invested in something, but also have a bit of a sort of a see-through wall between you and the franchise. But yeah, I'm loving being back. Absolutely loving being back with the girls and in both sort of capacities of my role now at Storm. I'm firmly back on court. It's your podcast, so as ever, send us a tweet. We're at SurreyStorm10 and let us know who you want to hear from. Stay up to date with the latest from the club at surreystormnetball.co.uk.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.